The Wild Turkey in Early Wisconsin by A.W. Schorger, September 1942. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to sora.unw.edu, Volume 54, Number 3, pages 175 to 180. In spite of the early establishment of Fort Winnebago at Portage, there is no definite statement of the occurrence of turkeys in Wisconsin. Mrs. John H. Kinsey, who came to reside at that fort in 1831, mentions that the Indians used the feathers of wild turkey as ornaments in their hair. These features might have been by trade or brought from a distance. The surveyor, William H. Caulfield, came to Sauk County in 1842. He had been interested in natural history, and in his list of birds of that county, he states that the wild turkey occurred formerly. The adjacent county of Richland County had large numbers of turkeys. Judge James H. Minor mentions that when the towns of Willow and Richwood were first settled, both deer and turkeys were exceedingly plentiful, and furnished the principal meat supply for those early settlers. Mr. Aldo Leopold was informed by George Johnson, then the district game warden of Richland Center, that he had discussed frequently the early status of the game in this county with a Winnebago Indian named Good Bear. Good Bear had stated he had killed wild turkeys along the Pine River, presumably while he was just a young man. The notable traveler H.R. Schoolcraft was in Prairie du Chien of Crawford County in the 1820s and recorded that turkeys are becoming more common along this part of the Mississippi River area. An Army officer stationed at Prairie du Chien wrote that on August 23rd of 1847, and I quote, "Turkeys and deer are plenty in these woods," end quote. It is possible that beech nuts, of which turkeys are fond, combined with the succession of mild winters, may have told the birds to migrate further north. The highest density of turkey population occurred undoubtedly in southwestern Wisconsin's Grant County. At that time, flocks numbering in groups of 10 to 40 birds were seen to be going just a short distance into the timbers. As late as 1856, wild turkeys sold for as little as 25 cents apiece on the streets of Lancaster. The turkey was almost extinct, though, in Wisconsin by 1860. The near extinction of the wild turkeys is stated succinctly by Dr. E.B. Wolcourt, who told that turkeys were abundant prior to the harsh winter of 1842 and 1843. There are experiencing steady decline since. Finally, in 1887, there was a recent attempt to reintroduce the wild turkeys to this area. This research summary was written nearly 150 years ago. Now, it's just occurred again, this recently to Richland County, some 20 years ago.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative, achy, breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.